Welcome back to the second Shir and Shmir of the season. We have today, last time we started with the New York Times article. Today we'll do a little bit more frummer article, the Times of Israel. So, Times of Israel. So, I'll read to you what was this week's Times of Israel, which is unfortunately a very sad article. It was dated October 31st, so this past week. The title is In Europe, Soaring Anti-Semitism Popularizes a New Invention. Anyone read this article? What's the new invention? The camouflaged mezuzah. Then it talks about, quotes this woman, Maria Goldstaff in Amsterdam, that she says with the mezuzah, she feels that she has a target painted on her door. And they go on to say that this Chabad rabbi in, I think, Iceland or Ireland, something like that, came up with this thing called a camouflage mezuzah. It's called camezuzah. Camezuzah is camouflaged to resemble the sensor of an alarm system. So in other words, it's like a box. You got to Google this afterwards so you can see the picture. It looks like, you know, one of those sensors. It's like a fat box on your door. And I'll read you some of it to talk about it. It makes me breathe a little bit easier, says Maria Goldstaff. And it says, the Goldstaffs are among 75 Jewish families in the Netherlands alone that have ordered camezuzah since October 7th. It was worldwide and Europe especially. Orders for the first time are streaming in, according to the product's developer, Rabbi Zalman Wendt of Dublin, Ireland. Okay. And he writes, because of the anti-Semitism, explain how it, I'm looking if it explains more how this thing works. No, but basically, they have a whole picture over here. It's like a state. It's like a box. You embed it in the door. And when you open up the door, it's supposed to, you know, it looks like it's the sensor of an alarm system. Okay. Sad that we have to resort to... I'm not belittling... I'm absolutely not belittling Chas V'Shalom at all. The effects of anti-Semitism. But what is sad that we have now come to the level and the steps that we now have to camouflage, or many people are camouflaging their mezuzah. So the question I ask you is, we'll get to that in another share. But let's say you put it on the door in the proper spot, but you can't tell that it's a mezuzah. It's a camezuzah, a camouflaged mezuzah. Or why in general we put our mezuzahs in these fancy boxes on. Where does that come from? Do you have to recognize the parchment of the mezuzah or see any part of the mezuzah?
Isn't a box so the rain doesn't, you know?
Says Shulchan Aruch. Balakova. You come to set the mezuzah. Let's see if you're right. Balakova. You come to set up the mezuzah. Yanichena. Well, let's back up for a second. Does anyone disagree with me? I mean, just make sure there's no crazies in this room over here. That the mezuzah is the klaf itself, right? Everyone knows you can't just put up a box. Yeah. Okay. As long as we're on the same page as that. Okay. You need to have a klaf. The Torah says you got to write certain parshas of the Torah, Shema, and you etc., and you put him on the door. That's what it's supposed to be. So in theory, if you read the text of the Torah, you would take a parchment paper and nail it to the door. Says Shulchan Aruch, Balakova, you come to attach it, Yanichena Bishvoferes, put it in a box. Shvoferes, a better translation of Shvoferes, box, huh?
Tube.
Yeah, tube, right. Like it's like a tubed box, right? Shelkana of reeds. Oh, shelkol dover. Make it whatever you want. You want to put pictures of your family. You want to put a silver thing on it. Whatever you want on your outside of your mezuzah. It doesn't make a difference. Biyak ve'ena b'makoma, you put it in the place and you say the bracha, etc. So from Shulchan Aruch, it's quite clear that you don't need to actually see the parchment. Are you with me? Because he says you put up in a box. Why, says the Beis Yosef? Pashut. It's obvious. Yes. It's obvious, he says. So we don't really know, to be honest, why or what the source of this is. I mean, there is no source of this. There's no Gemara that says you put it in a box. Shulchan Aruch just seems to say, well, obviously you're not hanging it up the parchment itself. Now that could be a protection so it doesn't get ruined. I don't know, but maybe you should be mechuyev to switch your mezuzahs then every few weeks or every year. I don't know, the fact that you don't want it to get ruined, if you're supposed to put the door up and now you have a hefsek, you have this box there, and you can't even see the mezuzah, the klaf itself, so then maybe that's incorrect.
They said the tube. How do we know that they weren't referring to, let's say, a clear plastic or a glass tube?
Says Shalom, a bomb question. He's back. He doesn't want to be a heretic like last week. He asked the bomb kasha, though, of this whole shir. Says Shalom, I got a great answer. Shalom's going into business after this year and says, I've got a great idea. I'm going to sell clear.
It's done already.
Oh, yeah? How many? Okay. Let's see big talkers over here. Big talkers over here. How many people have their mezuzahs in completely clear boxes? Yes or no? Every single one?
One.
Okay, one doesn't count. Okay, so you see, you're a faker if you say only one. You got one. How about you? The front door, which is the main one, is it in a clear one? Yes or no?
No.
Mine is not. Okay?
No.
So according to Shalom, you got a great idea. Why don't you do that? Says Shulchan Aruch. You turn back Shulchan Aruch two pages. That was Resh Pei Tes. Go back to Resh Pei Vav. I'm not sure. Resh Pei Vav. I'm going to read you Resh Pei Vav. Resh Pei Vav says, "B'makom sheyesh tinuf, if your house has uncleanliness, kigon, what's uncleanliness? Tinokos mitsuyim sham, you've got a lot of children running around, children, grandchildren, you have a garbage in your house. You got open doors to your bathroom? Yeah, okay. So even if you don't have young children, you could have tinof in your house. Says Shulchan Aruch, tov lechasos ha-mezuzah. It's preferable to cover the mezuzah, meaning, now mezuzah over here again means the parchment. It's best to put the parchment in a covering, a case. U'bimakom tahara. But if you've got a room that has no little babies in it, has no garbage, has no anything, it's a very clean room, tov lios niris. What does that mean? It needs, it's tov, it's the right thing to do, to keep your mezuzah visible. And again, visible, the mezuzah we're talking about is the klaf itself. So Shalom's idea is going to make millions of dollars over here. Because according to Shulchan Aruch, your mezuzah should be visible if the room is clean. You're with me so far? But what you also see is the first half of Shulchan Aruch was, if your room is not clean, it should be covered up. Which implies, says the Taz, I read the Taz. The Taz says, well, you see from over here, He says with this, nearly the ain lasso shetin. I want to find the line that I wanted over here. He says, oh, here. Umi de kosov tov chasosa. Since Shulchan Aruch said, if you got uncleanliness in the room, it's better to cover it. Shmamina she'ain Iker ha-mitzvah lios niris. It doesn't need to be seen. Like we just saw in the other Shulchan Aruch, that you should cover it with the box. There is no issue. It's b'dieved for sure. Or the main idea is not to have a visible mezuzah. However, the rest of Shulchan Aruch, Vitaz points out, seems to indicate that ideally, if you have a clean room, it must be visible. Are you with me so far? So ideally, it should be visible. If you've got an unclean room, there's room to be lenient about this and to cover it, but it seems pretty clear that it should be open, that it should be uncovered if it's a clean room. Says the Taz, let me combat anti-Semitism. Listen to what he says. He says, Mizel amadti, she'osan anoshim, those people, she'ain osin mezuzah, They don't put up a mezuzah. Machma sha'omrim, because they say shegon vin misham, it's going to be stolen. V'noagin ben bizayon. He says this is a bizayon. She'ein ze matzah alayim. He says she'chom litein mezuzah sham ba'open shelote megula klal mi b'chutz. He says, so I'll tell you what you do. Just make a kama mezuzah. In other words, there is no issue, says the Taz, you see from the Shulchan Aruch, that it must be visible. What's the proof? If you've got diapers in that room, you're not allowed to keep the mezuzah visible at all. Therefore, says the Taz, a proof from the Shulchan Aruch, yes, if you've got no diapers in the room, no disgusting things in the room, you should keep it uncovered. But the fact that there are diapers in the room shows that it can be covered. There is no requirement that the mezuzah be visible, and therefore he chastises those who are running away and say, oh, I'm not putting up a mezuzah, I'm taking down my mezuzah. He says, you know what you should do? Make a kama mezuzah.
But maybe those are maybe that opinion is only applicable to the mezuzahs that are in the house.
As opposed to what? You're saying it's the front door?
The one that's out on the front door.
He doesn't make that distinction. I hear you.
Is that the one outside too in that situation?
Right.
Because if diapers inside?
No, because people are going to steal and it'll be mezuzah.
No, but he's saying that the proof is from the diapers inside. That because you may have diapers inside.
That's a good point. Well, first of all, Sham, if anything, I would think that the most makom tinofis in your house may be your front porch. If anything, I would say your garbage is around. I'm thinking my mezuzah is five. Yeah, my mezuzah is like 10 feet away. My out front mezuzah is 10 feet away from my garbage pails inside my house.
That's far enough.
I don't know. Malcolm Tinofis, I'm not sure. Unclear. He doesn't give you. Now, also, what's considered Malcolm Tinofis? Your bedroom. I don't know. Well, if it's a room, inside it's easier, it's a room. If it's your bedroom and there's people are living together in that room, then for sure that's considered makom tinofos. And you're not supposed to have tefillin in the room where husband and wife are living together. So for sure, bedrooms where you have couples or married couples in there, well, the mezuzah must be covered according to Shulchan Aruch. So all of a sudden, this kind of Shalom's great idea about having open mezuzahs now may work and may be a good thing and the ideal in a room which is clean, but you better not use it in a room where there is uncleanliness. Okay.
What is the purpose of the mezuzah?
Oh, you missed last week. We'll fill you in a second. I'm going to tie it into a second. My next sentence is for people that missed last week, I'm going to tie it all back in. Last week we said two reasons for mezuzah. Reason number one, to highlight the uniqueness and the oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Reason number two was a shmira, a protection. So which one works better with this? Should it be covered or uncovered? Should you see the klaf or not see the klaf? Says the Sefer, says a modern day Sefer, he says it makes much more sense to say that it had to be uncovered if you say the reason is for which one? For the uniqueness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And to highlight Hashem's uniqueness, you don't see your pretty silver, design on your mezuzah. If it's for Shemirah, it shouldn't make a difference. So this issue of the Shulchan Aruch, this dichotomy of yes, uncovered, not uncovered, really has to do with this issue of what's the point, what exactly is the point of mezuzah. Fine. Now let me shake your whole world for the last few minutes. Then you take one more halacha in Shulchan Aruch. We went to Resh Pei Tes, then we went to Resh Pei Vav, now let's go to Resh Pei Ches, in the middle. Yep. And I'll read you halacha. Aser lahosif ba me'uma. You're not allowed to add on anything to the mezuzah. Last week we talked about writing in like extra amulets, etc. Ela, except, what do we add? Shemi b'chutz. On the outside, kosvin shin dalad yud, kineged tevas vahaya shibifnim. Equal to the word vahaya on the inside, so you put the word shakai on the outside. Okay? Very good. Says the Ramah, v'chein nohagin, umeinichin. Ready for this one? You leave nekev ohol bekone. In your case, neged shem shakai, sheinira miba. A requirement of the mezuzah is that shakai should be visible on the klaf. So you're supposed to write shakai on the klaf, not on the case, on the klaf, and have it visible for everyone to see. So now I'm all confused. what is the ideal way to make a mezuzah now after you put all these three halachas together? It's very confusing. If you've got a room which is unclean, it sounds like... Yeah, but even the shakai also? Probably, yeah.
It's a problem.
But if it's a room which is clean, then you must, or you should, ideally, the ideal way is to have the word shakai uncovered.
So that's why the bottom maybe. Oh, they all say shakai on it.
So, is that, but what does that do? You could, so the boxes are.
Well, they don't all. Some of them are just a
shim. Yeah, but even if they did, well, don't give in so easy to him. Even if they did, what does that do for you? It's a box. No, it's not the mezuzah. So no, so now you're making, I put it out to you. You now have all the sources in front of you. How would you make an ideal mezuzah on your front door? I don't know. The ideal way should seem to be
a clear tube.
And it's clean outside.
In a clean, I guess so, if you consider your outside clean. And for sure in a room in your house that's clean. Yeah, I don't know. You have a bit, but it should be a clear box.
What's to say the garbage cans are not clean? Really, I mean, the garbage is covered up.
I don't know. I mean, I guess what's considered clean, what's not considered clean. It's a little bit unclear what is considered clean or not clean. So we have to go to the final issue. Halacha l'maisa, how should this be done in the proper way? Now, just I want to clarify for a second. Does Shalom's Eitza, let's talk about this for 1 second before we get to the last point, because I wasn't clear about this. Shalom had a good idea. Shalom said, just make this clear tube. Make it a plastic or a glass case, right? And you've solved all the problems. So let me ask you that question. Can you keep a glass case, mezuzah in a glass case, clear glass case, in a room that has diapers in it, or uncleanliness in it. Yes or no?
So you're saying, is it still considered covered?
That's my question. You can't ask me the question. I'm asking you the question.
But why would it be considered covered? Because you could physically see it through the glass?
That's the question.
Yeah, well, that's the question. How do you view a glassed case? Now, this is... Yeah?
Just in theory, right?
Kriyashma.
No?
Yeah, how about...
Let's go in theory, right?
Yeah.
You're in an airport.
Yeah.
And you have your towels and film.
I was going to say Kriyashma. Fine.
Okay, and you cannot... Outside when you go right, but if it has a double cover, you're allowed to take it in.
Wait, but is it glass or not glass? Well, I want to know.
No, it's covered.
Let's say you dive in a place, but let's say you have a diaper bag. Let's say there's a kindergarten. There's a kindergarten with 15, 20 smelly, runny noses kids running around in the kindergarten, and there's a glass divider which separates you, okay? And you want to dive in, Shmon Esrei, Shema, Tfil, and everything on the other side of the divider. You can't hear a thing, you can't smell a thing, you can't. Nothing, but you can see. Mutter Asr Adam there. It's about 5 pages in Maseches Brachos, which deal with this question in one form or the other. So this is not a Al Regel Achas Shir. Having said that, Al Regel Achas, yeah, if you do it on Al Regel Achas, the simple answer is for Tsoa, in other words, for feces and stuff like that, that would likely be a hefsek. In other words, you would be allowed to daven on the other side. However, if there was an unsneous woman on the other side, I'm assuming your wife, you know, otherwise you wouldn't be there in the first place. But if it's a person's wife is on the oven in getting dressed in a room, and you want to daven on the other side, and there's a glass divider on there, it's erva on the other side, that would not work.
Yeah, but there are two different reasons.
That's al-regalachas, by the way.
Yeah. Two different reasons. So, yeah. Like, the whole idea of the erva is something through the eye.
Visible, yeah.
Yeah, so the glass doesn't...
But let's say you don't look. Wait, but Trump, you're not looking.
Yeah, I hear you, but it's still the idea of the eye. So the glass doesn't, you know, separate the eyes. So it's the same thing with the idea with the mezuzah.
Okay.
The idea of the box is to cover from protection... From weather or from this or this, any type of box, clear or not, would solve the issue.
Okay.
If the idea is something else, then there might be a difference between the clear or an opaque.
I hear you, but you're supposed to. But you're supposed to see shakai, and you're supposed to see the mezuzah in a clean room. So my question is: you got a room of diapers in there? Can I just solve all the problems by putting up a glass case. The Taz seems to say that for non-erva issues, in other words, for feces and just a regular kitchen or whatever it is, you know, you can. It should work. And not only can, what's the better word? You should. So in other words, your business over here, will make a lot of money. Everyone should sell. You should tell Gift World or Sof or whatever it is that they should sell only clear glass cases. So why not? Yeah.
Would that mean that a mechitza?
Yeah.
Cannot be a clear mechitza?
So that's a separate issue. Can a clear mechitza be a clear mechitza? So that is a big issue. Most mechitzas.
Sorry? I think they have it in the back. Usually the women in the back.
It is a, when you get into the sugya mechitza, it's a huge three-way machlokas why you need a mechitza for davening. You know, where's the source of mechitza? Not to be too heretical myself, there is no source for mechitza in Gemara and stuff. So we get it. Beis HaMikdash, but we're not the Beis HaMikdash, and so it's not. And so they also said karbanos. Yeah, but even in the Beis HaMikdash originally, it wasn't the men and women were together and the men and women were up. You're right. You're the source of mechitza, but there is no Gemara that says you need to have a mechitza in the shul because of that. Which is, I'm not belittling Makan's mechitza, but that therefore means that the whole sugya of mechitza is subject to a lot of debate in halacha what the reason is. According to many, you're not supposed to be able to see the women, and therefore the mechitza must be high enough that you can't see. Some say, no, you just need a certain separation. But we are digressing. We'll do a whole series on the tefillah mechitza, another point. We need to tie it all back together. So now, according to this, we just have a great business for Shlomo here. He's going to make clear glass mezuzahs, and you got the greatest thing. You've covered all your boxes, unless you have erva, so maybe a bedroom, it wouldn't work, but every other room, you should have a clear glass case. So frecht all the achron, and once, so set all the achron, so why don't you do it? Hello? So why not? So new Mr. Herman, why not? Are you all mechuyev to go out and buy it? Says Rabbi Ephraim Greenblatt in the journal, Noam Journal, you really should probably, meaning lechachila. Really, if you were making mezuzahs, if I was a mezuzah holder maker, I would, and I wanted to follow the ideal halacha, you really should have mezuzahs in glass, clear cases. Plastic, I don't care. Glass is dangerous. I don't know, plastic, whatever it is. Clear plastic cases, that would be ideal. Says, so what's the pshat why no one does this? So the Achronim try to figure out, so they got two answers, or one or two answers. Rav Brandsdorfer tries to suggest, is that what? We're nervous that if we had a hole in the box, like some people would try to touch the shot guy's name and it would rub off. So that's why there's no holes by the little shin dalad yod. In a regular case, even in keep it. So he says, why don't you use a glass piece? He says it's really impractical to just like keep a little circle of glass in the box over there. He wasn't much of a contractor or a construction guy. I don't know. But it says it's not such a very practical thing to keep a little thing. It wouldn't, I don't know, but why not? Maybe you should sell it like that. So he says, because our homes are full of unclean things. You got diapers, you got garbage, you got bathroom doors open, we got sewage leaks, he says. So he says, because of that, it's degrading to have a clear mezuzah, what you're saying. Because we all, our houses nowadays are considered, he says, unclean, and therefore he says that's why he says stores sell these non-transparent boxes, because they don't know who's going to buy it or where they're going to use it or who's going to buy it. Someone who didn't come to this chabura is going to go buy a beautiful glass one and he's going to put it in his bedroom. That's a degrading to the mezuzah. So therefore he says it's better make a low plug. Don't sell transparent boxes. However, he concludes, and as is Menashe Klein in the country Shari Halachas, that if you come to this chabura and you know the halacha, then really in a room which is clean, you really should have a transparent, or at least for the shakai, should have a clean, open shakai for that part of the mezuzah. He says, the final issue, and this gets to your point over there, but it's a weak point, but he says it, is the Sefer Birkas Ruvein Shlomo says, that's why we write shakai on the boxes. Mm-hmm. Kind of like a remembrance of it, but to me it's silly, because if you... you're doing nothing. You're writing the little shakai on... Either it's a good thing to do, but then it has to follow the same rules as the shakai on the inside, and you can't keep it in an unclean room. Or it does nothing, and then why are you doing it? So it's kind of a... it's a remembrance. It's a zecher.
Exactly, yeah. But that's the whole point, because if the whole idea of the mezuzah is
to remember oneness
of Hashem.
Yeah, but then you're getting to your heretism of last week. You can't make whatever way that you can. Shalom, you can't do whatever. You can't do whatever you want. You can't put up a picture of like the Chafetz Chaim on your wall and say, oh, well, the Chafetz Chaim reminds me of Hashem. I mean, on the mezuzah doorpost instead of mezuzah. You can't choose. I mean, there's certain guidelines of how to do it. So writing Shakai in a box doesn't do for you anything.
But even the Torah with Yosef, when he had the visual of Yaakov, that allowed him to kind of stay
fine. But you can't. But when it comes to the laws of mezuzah, and you're fulfilling the laws of mezuzah, you got to do it the right way. I mean, look, obviously I'm wrong. The Birchas Rabbeinu Shlomo says the way to do it is that's how our minhag developed to write Shakai. So the upshot of the Chabura, will tie a last sentence, we'll tie it all back together. Upshot is that, look, for me, in my house, I got little kids, I don't have to worry about this Chabura. But if you're an older individual and you don't have your grandkids going into, you have the room for the grandchildren where you isolate them, and then you have all your nice on your china and your silver and all your other rooms and your clean rooms that don't have, and you have your little garbages and you don't get it that dirty and you're very clean. I don't know. You really should probably put up then a transparent, you know, mezuzah, at least for the Shakai, in those rooms. You got kids running around all over the place and your house is not always the most clean thing, then for sure you could rely upon the fact that you don't need to put on glass, and in fact you shouldn't have a transparent mezuzah in that case. So you kind of got to really know yourself a little bit what to do. But the final word is, if you don't have a transparent mezuzah, clearly from Shulchan Aruch, as the Taz pointed out, b'diyaved, you're fine and you're yotze the mezuzah. Yeah, last question.
I think, like you said, if you start selling these clear ones, you're going to keep putting them up.
So you can't go into Shalom's business and start selling them to everyone, but you can buy yourself. You could create yourself, or you could go buy one for yourself. Perhaps you should. I don't know. Clearly the minhag is not that way, but the truth is, if you got a clean ass, you really should.
Yeah,